Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Ortiz. With the recent meltdown, what if you say we spend the next few reports talking about a sump pump? Now, what is a sump pump? Well, first, a sump is a low space that collects water. Your car, for instance, has a sump to collect oil. In the same way, homes have a small pit that's dug into the floor of the basement to collect water that filters through the loose earth surrounding your foundation. A sump pump is no more than a simple device that detects water in the sump and moves it away from the property through a network of pipes. And sumps are usually 2 feet deep, 18 inches in diameter. Now, when the water rises to a certain level, a floating switch completes an electrical circuit and engages the pump. Systems usually contain a one-way check valve, which prevents expelled water from flowing back into the pit. Now, many sump systems have alarms to alert the homeowner if the water rises past a certain point, indicating that the sump pump is failing. Modern smart pump alarms can even send alerts right to your phone. There are also sump pump alarms that indicate the backup pump has engaged, meaning you should check the primary pump. Sump pumps require electricity. Since they're operating near or in water, it's important that the outlet you connect the pump to has a ground fault circuit interrupter. You should also connect your sump pump to a backup power source. Flooding often accompanies severe storms, which often causes power failures. Now, if your sump pump detects water but has no power to operate, well, guess what? It's not going to be there for you. In our next report, we're going to be talking about the different types of sump pump. And in a following report, we're going to talk about how to size your sump pump and what they cost. So be sure to come back next weekend at this time. And if you missed any of this or if you want to hear it again, simply go to the Odyssey app. It'll be there for you. And as I say, I will be here for you each and every Saturday morning at 10, right here on WBEN.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.